from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. American hostage and her family released by Taliban. Pakistan's military announced Thursday it has rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman, her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle, and their three children from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The couple went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility. The insurgents had been demanding the release of their prisoners in exchange for Coleman and her husband. She gave birth to the couple's children while in captivity. In Washington, a State Department official welcomed media reports that a family, including U.S. citizens, had been freed from captivity. The 31-year-old Coleman and 33-year-old Boyle, in their last video message released in December of 2016, urged then-President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate with the Taliban to secure their release and return for Taliban prisoners. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy on Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. He said if Catalonia announced a decision to secede, regional president Carles Puigdemont will be asked to inform Madrid by Monday. If independence was declared, he said Catalonia will have 3 more days to rescind it. Puigdemont Thursday said he had a mandate to declare independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The European Commission's Valdis Dombrovskis said it supports efforts to promote Spanish unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish constitution, and we are supporting the efforts to overcome division and fragmentation.
This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 23 as firefighters faced with high winds and low humidity battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. Kevin De Leon is the leader of the California State Senate.
This is absolutely devastating. It's heartbreaking. It is crushing. This looks like another planet.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is a hard-hit area with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by the fires. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said North Korea and its nuclear and missile threat is a problem that has to be solved. Mr. Trump acknowledged he has a different attitude on North Korea than others, but his is the one that matters.
I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people, but I listen to everybody, and ultimately I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world.
In a later interview, the president said, "We can't let this go on." In Syria, three suicide bombers blew themselves up near police headquarters in Damascus Wednesday, killing at least 2 other people and wounding several others. The attack was claimed by Islamic State. A UN human rights report on Wednesday accused Myanmar security forces of brutally driving out more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from northern Rakhine State, destroying their homes and crops to ensure they will not return. Thomas Huneki is a member of the UN Human Rights Office mission to Myanmar, which is also known as Burma.
The credible information we gathered indicates that the destruction of Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine states and other serious human rights violations committed in the aftermath of the 25 August attacks were executed in a well-organized, coordinated, and systematic manner.
Myanmar's army chief on Thursday dismissed the number of refugees fleeing to Bangladesh as exaggerated. The Electoral Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday said a presidential election to replace Joseph Kabila cannot take place before 2019. The commission said it would need more than 500 days to organize the poll once voter registration is complete. Mr. Kabila, who has already served the constitutional limit of 2 terms, was supposed to be replaced in an election last November. The Boy Scouts of America announced Wednesday it would allow girls to join its clubs at various levels. Chris Mahaffey is a scout executive and CEO of Boy Scouts of America Mid-America Council.
We've got daughters and sisters that have been going to Cub Scout meetings for a very long time, and today is the opportunity for them to actually be engaged in what's going on.
Starting in 2018, girls will be able to join the Cub Scouts. These clubs will be single gender, either all boys or all girls. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.